Section 4. Why it will be especially thus with sinners in Zion, who dwell among God's visible people. There will hereafter be a very great difference between sinners in Zion and other sinners. A great difference between the most pointed hypocrite of them all, and the drunkards, the adulterers, the sodomites, the thieves, and murderers among the heathen, who sin against only the light of nature. The fearfulness which will surprise them, although it will be very dreadful, yet will be in no measure so amazing and horrible as that which will seize the sinners in Zion. That fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, which they will suffer, will be mild and moderate in comparison with that which the sinners in Zion will suffer. The wrath of God is in His word manifested against the wicked heathens. But it is 10 times as much manifested against those sinners who make the profession and enjoy the privileges of the people of God, and yet remain enemies to God. Both the Old Testament and the New are full of terrible denunciations against such. Read the books of Moses, read the prophets, and you will find them full of dreadful threatenings against such. Read over the history of Christ's life and the speeches which He made when upon earth. There you will see what woes and curses He frequently denounced against such. How often did He say that it should be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for the cities in which most of His mighty works were done? Read over the history of the Acts of the Apostles and their epistles. There you will find the same. It is the sinners in Zion, or hypocrites, that are always in Scripture spoken of as the people of God's wrath. Isaiah 10:6. I will send him against a hypocritical nation, against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil. The reasons are chiefly these: 1. That they sin against so much greater light. This is often spoken of in Scripture as an aggravation to the sin and wickedness of sinners in Zion. He that knows not his Lord's will, and doeth it not, is declared not to be worthy of so many stripes, as he who, being informed of his Lord's will, is in like manner disobedient. If men be blind, they have comparatively no sin. But when they see, when they have light to know their duty, and to know their obligation, then their sin is great. John 9:14. When the light that is in a man is darkness, how great is that darkness? And when men live in wickedness, in the midst of great light, that light is like to be the blackness of darkness indeed. 2. That they sin against such professions and vows. The heathens never pretended to be the worshippers of the true God. They never pretended to be Christ's disciples. They never came under any covenant obligations to be such. But this is not the case with sinners in Zion. Now, God highly resents falsehood and treachery. Judas, who betrayed Christ with a kiss, was a greater sinner, and much more the object of God's wrath, than Pilate, who condemned him to be crucified, and was his murderer. 3. That they sin against so much greater mercy. They have the infinite mercy of God, in giving His own Son, often said before them. They have the dying love of Christ represented to them. They have this mercy, this glorious Savior, His blood and righteousness, often offered to them. They have a blessed opportunity to obtain salvation for their souls. A great price is put into their hands to this end. They have that precious treasure, the Holy Scriptures, and enjoy Sabbaths, and sacraments, and the various means of grace. But all these means and advantages, these opportunities, offers, mercies, and invitations, they abuse, despise, and reject. But there is no wrath like that which arises from mercy abused and rejected. When mercy is in this way turned into wrath, this is the fiercest wrath. Sinners in Zion, beside their fall by the first Adam, have a fall also by the second. He is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, at which they stumble and fall. And there is no fall like this. The fall by the first Adam is light in comparison with it. On these accounts, whenever we see the day of judgment, as every one of us shall see it, we shall easily distinguish between the sinners in Zion and other sinners, by their shriller cries, their louder, more bitter, and dolorous shrieks, the greater amazement of their countenances, and the more dismal shaking of their limbs, and contortions of their bodies.